This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I got to give credit to this audience. It is breezy this morning here in Las Vegas, and they've been out here since around 5:30 this morning. So thank you for coming out to the Fountain Blue Hotel. All right, so busy final hour. Joe Montana just showed up, and we'll talk to Deion Sanders here in a moment. We'll try to sneak in some phone calls as well on this Thursday. It's a meat Friday on a Thursday, so we got a lot of things on the Traeger grill over there. I don't even know if I have everything listed here, but there's quite a few things. We have a Kansas City menu and a San Francisco menu. Yes, Todd, you were going to say something?
No, I was excited about all the stuff that we're going to be eating.
Well, thank you, Todd.
It'll be good stuff.
All right, a poll question for the final hour of the show before we
break. I tricked you. I lean into the mic sometimes. You think I have something to say, and you call on me, and then I give you nothing. Back to you, Mr.
Thank you, Todd.
And you followed up with that.
Yes.
Couple of Hall of Famers coming up on this.
Thank
show.
You, Todd.
I should just stop talking.
Thank you. Yes, Paul.
We do have the coolest green room in Vegas right now. If you went back there, it is star-laden.
Yeah. When you see Joe talking to Deion, that's pretty cool.
That was something.
That's
that
pretty
was something
good
to see.
All right. So what do you have over there, Seton?
Let's see. I'll update you real quick, Dan. We have, if you were an NFL player, would you rather have grass fields or legal grass? Legal grass only getting 14% of the vote. That,
okay.
Is that because it's kind of, you know, it's like 30-something states it's already.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. The second best quarterback on today's show, I'm just saying Joe Montana is last.
Okay.
So he's either the first best quarterback or the third best quarterback. I can't really tell. But Chase Daniel went in that one.
Okay, so Chase is the second best quarterback?
He is known as the second best quarterback.
Over Dan Orlovsky.
Show. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's bring in Deion Sanders, the Hall of Famer, won a couple of Super Bowls.
Yes, sir.
Colorado head coach. And joining us on behalf of
look at this guy.
The Almond Board of California. Looking good.
I thought we were coming to Vegas. This is ridiculous.
You're dressed for Colorado, though.
Because I have a great team that really allows me to understand what the weather's going to be, and we pack it appropriately.
Do you remember the coldest game you ever played in?
Yeah, it was Green Bay. It was not snowing, but it was really cold, and I told them, you might as well leave me at the crib. I'm not going to do anything for you. It's not going to happen today. I think it was like 5 or something like that, and it was freezing.
But should we look at guys who played in certain, you know, weather-related cities? Like, should we look at their careers and say degree of difficulty?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. That has nothing to do with your ability. Nothing whatsoever.
Well, sometimes when it's cold and you're a receiver or quarterback and you're going out there.
No, a dog is a dog. I don't care what the weather is. A dog is a dog and a cat is a cat. I don't care what the weather is.
Well, there are certain dogs that look at you when you say, go outside, do your business. They look back and say, I ain't going out there.
That's not a real dog.
I ain't going to.
Yeah, that's a dog with cat tendencies. And that's the problem with our country right now. We want dogs, but we're raising cats. Oh, that was for you. That was for all you parents. You want a dog, but you're raising cat.
Okay, as a parent, okay, is there a difference between coaching and being a parent?
Being a parent is coaching. You're coaching through life, and you're not giving them any shortcuts, any passes. And you can only glean from your experiences. You can't glean from anything else as a parent. You can only glean from your experience. So if you're not parenting correctly or coaching correctly, that's based on your experiences, because that's all you can pull from. I don't mix the two. My kids know not to call me dad on the field. I'm coach. And we had a situation where we were getting ready to go into overtime last season. And, you know, you go out for the coin toss and all that again for overtime. And my son, who's the defensive back, Shiloh, he said, "Dad, the defense going to go out there first?" I say, "The defense been playing like hot garbage all game. I'm putting your brother out there, and we're going to win this game, okay?" And that happened. It happened. We put his brother out there first, and we went down and won.
But you wiped the blood off his lip like a dad might do that during the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would do that with all my kids. Like, I feel like all those kids that play for me and with me are my sons. Like, I love them all. I really, truly do. And I know the intimate details of mostly all of them, that why they came and the family structure and the trials and tribulations of what they've been going through. And I could glean from that during a game. And I could pull on that to motivate them to go to the next level.
If we go back a year, and you said, "Look, I'm going to be coaching."
That was on this show, right?
Yes, it was.
I was sitting right here, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 4 years ago, you talked about that.
Right.
You just wanted a chance. Now I'm going to be coaching.
Yeah.
And now here you are 4 years later.
I absolutely love it, man. First of all, you're an icon, and I thank you for this platform. This man, he's interviewed everybody and their mama. You got to give you your roses, man. You keep it straight. You 100. So whenever I see you on my list, I'm like, oh, yeah. You're one of those guys that I look forward to coming to, because you shoot it straight. You keep it 100, man.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you for that.
Thank you. So where you are now from 4 years ago, any surprises from your side of this of how it's gone?
You got to understand, I expect great things. I expect to change the game. Like, why would I be a different coach than I was a player?
Yeah.
Why'd I be a different coach than I am a person? So I take from all those experiences and incorporate them into what I do now. And if God gave it to me, I got to use it. And I use every darn bit of it. And I'm one of the few people who absolutely love what he does and does what he loves. And you could tell.
It feels like you're more of a CEO of Colorado football.
I think most coaches are CEOs.
Okay.
Yeah, you oversee everything. Like, you're a CEO of the show.
Yeah.
But you still have to perform.
Yes.
Yeah, you still got wonderful co-hosts. You got wonderful people on the cameras and everywhere. It's a lot that goes into it, but you still have to do what you do. You play a vital part of it, and I feel the same way with Colorado football.
For a guy who didn't lose, you know, that high that you get from winning, you expect that, but it's the loss. Like, how tough is it to have that where, you know, you lose a game and you're not used to, you never want to get used to that feeling?
It depends on what you signify a loss. Is it on the scoreboard? Or is it the stadium being packed? Is it the apparel sales going up 800%? Is it the student enrollment that has skyrocketed? Is it everything that we touched, all the sellouts, not only home but and away? Like, what's the loss? And I'm getting to father and coach my sons every day, that my son has the camera on me as I speak right now. What's a darn loss? My daughter's playing basketball at the university. My mama's in the crib. My sister's my secretary. Even my dog has on bling bling. What's a loss?
Wait, what kind of dog collar does your dog have?
He's, I tell you what, California Almonds made me, first of all, they made me this, which is unbelievable. So he has one too. So the dog is even stuck. Like, when the dog goes to the dog parks with the other dogs, they recognize who he is.
They just want to make sure you're not in a rough neighborhood where the other dogs are going to rip them off.
There ain't no rough neighborhoods in Colorado and Boulder.
We're talking to Deion Sanders, joining us on behalf of Almonds, the Almond Board of California. How'd that happen?
I love it. First of all, I'm an almonds guy. Let me get this straight, because I don't want to mess this up. I'm here today with California Almonds to declare February the 12th, the day after the big game, because we can't call the game the name. So the big game is National Recovery Day. So I'm kicking my feet up. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. All you guys are feeling good and looking good. And I absolutely love it, but we got to recover. But the work never stops, man. Yeah. I'm a workaholic. Yeah. I love what I do. I just said I do what I love, and I absolutely love it. And I use almonds to keep me going.
How much does that coat cost?
I have no idea. Most of everything I wear is free.
Okay, and then your sons buy you your sons buy you a house.
No, we went house hunting. We went house hunting.
Okay, they're getting credit for buying you a house.
Yeah, because that's how the crazy the media is. You just go to a house and you say, man, hey, man, I'm glad you guys are thinking about me, want me to be straight. They want me to be straight when they depart. I got a couple sons that probably going to go, not probably, going to go first round in the draft next year. And then my other son is going to be there with me. I'm not letting him go with his brothers. He's going to stay with me.
Okay.
So they want to make sure I'm straight. I'm good. Because all my life, I've made sure they were straight. So now they want to make sure daddy is good when they depart.
So they didn't buy you a house.
No, they haven't bought it. No, they haven't bought it. They can't afford it. But I wouldn't let them do it as a father. I'm supposed to bless them.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to make sure their life is easy. Their life is and they're headed in the right direction. They're not supposed to do that for me, but they want to do that for me, and that's a beautiful thing.
Mission accomplished.
Not yet. It's ongoing, man. Life is ongoing. Yeah, we don't stop.
Yes.
We do not stop. Life continues to evolve, and I love it.
Well, it's like when they turn 18, and then I say your parenting doesn't stop when they leave.
No.
In fact, it gets tougher from, you know, in certain situations.
But now the questions are evolving to the next level. Like, Dad, let's talk about property. Dad, let's talk about a home. You know, what does this type of home cost? LLCs, they have everything, man. It's a different day in college football now. It's a different day with these young men just because of where we've migrated to. They're advanced now. I didn't think about none of this stuff when I was a kid their age. Now, these kids have their own companies. They have LLCs. They got it going on, man, and I love it.
Well, I also, what I loved, and I mentioned this to you before, you pulled back the curtain. You said, this is a business here.
Yeah.
Let's not kid anybody. You were student-athlete. Maybe you got some scraps, but now it's like, no, they deserve whatever they can get, they deserve that.
And they're getting it.
Yes.
And they're getting it. Only thing I don't like is them to put the bag before the game. Because the game always has to come first. Chase the game. Like, if you chase greatness, the money's going to come. Don't chase the money, because greatness don't come just because of the money. The money comes because of the greatness.
But there's part of you that's old school, I would think.
Very much so.
But then you have to be new school.
Well, I got kids.
Yeah.
That keeps me in touch with society. That keeps me in touch with who's who and what's what and how these kids think and how they get down. They keep me on point. So a lot of coaches, they be detached from reality of what's transpiring in college football and life. I'm not, because I have kids that keeps me on point.
What happens if you come to my house?
Okay.
And then we talk. I want to know if I'm going to play. I want to know, what am I going to get?
Okay.
How do you respond to that?
First of all, you are in charge of if you're going to play. I ain't promising you nothing but opportunity.
But kids do ask that.
Not with me.
No?
Not with me. And they don't talk business with me. I don't play those two intangibles. I think the word is spread out over the country. They don't talk. They talk business with somebody else, but not with me. I want to talk football. I want to talk future. I want to talk lifestyle. I want to talk your why. Why do you play this game? Why do you want to be who you want to be? What you doing this for? Is it mama? Is it your dad? Is it your siblings? Is it getting out of the inner city or getting out of that trust fund, or you want to prove to yourself that, because not all these kids come from obscurity, but some of these kids come from a promising situation, but they don't want that tag of just being a child who's wealthy. They want to prove it to themselves and their parents that they could do it on their own. So I talk to all different aspects of kids.
The one finger on your left hand,
mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
Jamming. That gets my hand on receivers. Getting my hands on receivers. I use this hand all the time, and this hand has been dislocated so many darn times. It's ridiculous.
So do you remember a certain play where you did that to your finger?
No, it's been multiple plays. I remember it's not the NFC Championship. Yes, it was. It's a regular season game against the Cowboys that my finger popped out of place, and I had to go in for them to pull it back in because they couldn't get it on the sideline. And I remember once they finally popped it back in place, Ray Rhodes He's called it downstairs and he told me to get on the phone. He said, don't you ever go off that field again in my life. He said, I couldn't call the defense because I was so busy looking at the tunnel, seeing when you was going to break your butt back out.
You're going to call a different defense if you're not in there.
Exactly.
When you get together with Joe Montana,
oh my God,
as you just did.
It's the man.
Like
Joe is the man, man. Joe is in my era, Joe was him. Joe still is him. I mean, always polite, always who he is, and he just has his aura about him. And I want my son to meet him because my son is a quarterback, and I've put him up on game with the greats. And Joe Montana is certainly, arguably, the greatest ever.
What was it, though, about facing him? Like,
concise, smart, intelligent, not going to really allow you to get your hands on the ball. He had Jerry and John Taylor and Brett Jones and Roger Craig and so on and so on.
Did Joe go to your side of the field?
Joe didn't care who you were. He was cautious with where his ball placement was, but Joe didn't give a darn. That's Joe Montana. He don't give a darn about that. Yeah. But he, shoot. Come on, man. That's who Brady was shooting at.
When I found out you were going to be on the show, I went back and looked at that punt return that you had at Florida State.
Yeah.
Where you basically said, I'm bringing it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would I be different as a coach? That's what I'm talking about. Why would I be different as a coach? Yeah.
So I wonder, did, you know, like the players on the other side, like, were they trying to take you out in a way
always
to hurt you?
The coach is trying to take me out. Now to that coach again. So you think the players are trying to I'm trying to tell you, it's a cycle. It don't stop. The coaches are think they're really playing against me right now.
But how are they? So they're using whatever tactics to go against you to say you don't want to go there to play for Dion.
I love it because they have so much confidence in me. They tell kids, well, he's not going to be there. He's going to leave. Well, if he leaves, that means he's advancing. He's going to another level. He's going to another school, which I don't need that to be who I am. I don't go inherit legacies. I build them.
Do you know who some of these coaches are?
Most definitely. Like my kids have that we recruited that signed with us. They have video conversations, tape of coaches bad mouthing us and talking about us like a dog. They don't understand. That's why I don't let cameras and phones, except if we control it, in meetings now. Kids will record everything. They do. So you don't allow phones in your meeting rooms. No way.
A successful season this upcoming season will be what?
Very successful. I'm not one to garnish what the record is going to be. I didn't do it when I played, but we're going to win. And we're going to have several guys going to the NFL. And we're going to have another crop after that prepared to go into the NFL.
But help me understand, did you say we're going to be in the college football playoffs this next season?
I think my kid said that. Okay. I don't make those proclamations. We're going to win. We're going to do that. We're going to do that.
But you don't say to your son, come here. Don't be saying that stuff.
No, he's a Sanders.
He can't help himself.
Our natural odor is confidence.
And I think bring back the Jerry curl. I think you should bring back the Jerry.
I wish I could.
Oh, you can.
I wish I had that ability. But if you make enough money, you can make anything happen these days. You can buy anything these days, can't you?
The Almond Board of California. It's great to see you. Great to see you. If you want to give a plug again for them.
I'm thankful to my relationship with California Almonds. It's a bag right up under my desk right now, and now they've just created a bag with this handsome guy, a little package with this handsome guy. Come here, bring it, throw it. Come on, baby.
Ooh.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. All right,
this handsome guy's on the, you see that? Yeah. I absolutely love that, man. I absolutely love stuff like that, man. Because I dreamt like that. Like, this is the way I dream. I dream of things like that. Now I dream for my kids with these same type things. I really do.
It's great to see you.
You are awesome. Let me tell you something. You are the best gift giver of all hosts.
Thank you.
No, I'm serious. Those grills, you still doing this with the Traeger grills?
I got my Traeger grills over there right now.
I just told my son about the Traeger grills. It's in my backyard right now. I'm upset with Louisiana hot sauce, though. I saw
why?
Yeah, because I tried to partner with them, and it was just ridiculous. But let me tell you something. Louisiana hot sauce is like like validated in every inner city in America. And I just wanted to take them to another level.
Okay. All right.
So either I'm going to get with them or get with their competitors. One in the order.
Your Traeger was your NIL, though.
Let me tell you something, man. Traeger is unbelievable. Thank you for blessing you, but you blessed us.
I did.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
God bless you.
That's Deion Sanders.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental wealth podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Final half hour on this Thursday. Great audience here. They stayed throughout. See a lot of number 16 jerseys out there in the audience. And Joe Montana set to join us. He is normally Joe Cool. Today he's Joe Cold. And joining us on four-time. Wait, that wasn't. That was okay. Bloop, bloop. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. A tough audience, Todd.
It is a tough audience.
Yes.
They were just doing that because you're a damn fan.
Thank you. Oh, do you think so?
I think so. No, I'll give you a bloop.
All right, thank you, Todd. Joe Montana joining us, the four-time Super Bowl champ, joining us on behalf of Pfizer to talk about the importance of getting vaccinated against pneumonia. And Joe joins us on the program. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hall of Famer, Joe Cold. Hi, bud.
How are you? Hey,
I have one thing to say. Huh? Would they kick you out of the inside? Huh?
You did? But, I'm not afraid of the elements, are you?
Well, if you were a really good host, you'd give me your jacket.
All right, I'll give you. give you.
All right!
What I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Sit down. Sit down. I'm kidding. I'm good.
No, no. You can't come on and talk about not getting pneumonia and then
get
pneumonia.
I don't sit down here. I'm going to get it. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Honestly.
Okay. Because I'll give you the shirt off my back.
Mind if I shake a little bit? I'll be okay.
The coldest game you ever played in, I'm wondering if that was the game against Houston when you were at Notre Dame.
By far.
But you got sick?
Yeah, I got sick.
At halftime?
I had my body temperature dropped and I couldn't stop shaking. Sort of like it would be out here in a little bit. But yeah, and they wouldn't let me come back out until after they got my temperature back up, and not sure I wanted to go back out there the way the game was going.
Yeah, but I wonder, like, were you risking something a little bit larger than, I mean, you're going out there.
Did you even back then you don't even think about it. Right?
You didn't ask any questions about, hey, could I die?
No, not at all. I was afraid I was going to die the way I was playing. Playing is so bad out there. Did I really want to go back out? And it was so funny. I was just talking to people. I remembered for two of the worst games I played in my life, the catch and the Cotton Bowl.
And we won both of those games.
We won both of them, and you throw a touchdown pass at the end. People forget everything.
You're right. I don't even remember your stats in the game.
They were terrible. You can look them up.
Paulie, look up your stats in the game against the Cowboys.
I have him 20 for 20 with 6 touchdowns, Dan. I don't know what Joe's talking about. Yeah.
The older you get, the better you were. Like, people don't do any research on that.
I know.
Like, I don't even know what you're... Like, we're so stat-conscious now.
Yeah.
I don't know what you did against the Bengals in those Super Bowls.
Me either.
You don't know your numbers?
No. I know, especially in the first game, I wasn't... I was sitting in the training room, taking a little break because I don't usually eat a lot before the games. And I was eating a double cheeseburger, and my dad walked in, and he was all happy, and it's going, what's the matter? I go, nah, I don't know. I just didn't feel like I played that well. He goes, you know what? What's wrong with you? He goes, you just won the Super Bowl, and you were the MVP. Why don't you just eat that cheeseburger and go out there and have some fun? And go enjoy yourself.
But did you have a hard time having fun with your success?
Bill had such high expectations of you that you kind of put him on yourself, and so you carried him that way. So if you didn't play up to what you thought his standard was, and it became your standard, I don't know, it was happy to win.
But were you competing against yourself?
Yeah, most likely.
In your career?
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Because it's like, all right, you won a Super Bowl, win another one.
Yeah. No, but it just in everyday practice. From practice on, I did. And that's where he's got me started that way. Normally, you go to practice, it's practice, and not a big deal what you do, as long as you make good decisions. But no, he wanted it perfect every day. Throwing the ball didn't matter.
Yeah.
I want you to try to complete 100% every day.
Paulie, do you have the stats? And also, we have a blanket for Joe, too.
Yeah, I have.
No.
We're not letting Joe Montana be cold.
I know. It may look soft, but I understand it. You know? Like, we got a blanket for Joe.
Man.
Yeah, once again.
There he is.
Yes.
No. Okay. You're all right. No matter what they say, you're all right.
Exactly. Paulie, do you have Joe's stats in that first Super Bowl?
I got the NFC title game you're talking about against Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you have that?
I have those. 22 for 35, 286, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. You were sacked 3 times, but you had the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah. But 3 interceptions, that's not good.
It must be a misprint.
Were they all your fault?
Usually.
Oh, they were.
No, I don't know. I don't remember. I just know I had a bunch there. And the Cotton Bowl is probably even worse than that. I had fumbles and everything else.
Yeah, but that weather was horrible there.
Oh, yeah. That was probably the worst weather I played in, I think.
And didn't Chris Haynes catch the game-winning touchdown?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. You couldn't score if you weren't with the wind. You couldn't score. There were 69 points scored in the game. 14 were scored against the wind. One was a punt. Return for a touchdown. Other than that, you couldn't do anything.
What else, Paulie?
I got Joe Montana in the Cotton Bowl. You missed 20 of your first 27 pass attempts.
See?
But again, the last one was complete. I hate saying this.
It was ugly.
Not at the end, though.
So
that was terrible. How many fumbles did I have?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've come to the conclusion, Joe Montana, overrated. Just kidding. Relax out there. Got Niner fans want a piece of me. If you gave advice to Brock Purdy on that first Super Bowl,
yeah,
what would you say to him?
Don't do anything different you've been doing. I mean, I think I like what he's been doing. He has found a way to understand what that offense is about, and the people around him can only make him better. You know, his job is to find a way to get the ball to those guys. I mean, that's typically how Bill's offense worked when we had Jerry and John Taylor. I mean, those guys could. John Taylor goes twice over 90 plus in the Ram game. I threw 2 7-yard passes on a slant. But in the books, yeah. I got 190 yards of passing and 2 touchdowns.
Yes. But nobody ever said to you, as they're doing to Brock Purdy, well, you got all those weapons.
Or no, but, so, but there are a lot of other teams where people have all those weapons too. But, yeah. But they're making he's making the best of it. And he's making great decisions. He's not, you know, making big turnovers. I love the way he moves in the pocket and escapes and still he's looking down the field. He can run if he has to run, but he's not a runner. But he's just found a way to make that offense go and the understanding of what it takes and making he's reading well and hey, get the ball. You got McCaffrey and Debo.
Yeah.
Debo's a beast.
Yeah,
I swear. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But I love what he's doing. I haven't said don't do anything any different.
But did you ever, all else fails, you just look for Jerry Rice when you were quarterbacking or look for Dwight Clark? Or?
Well, when you get in trouble, those guys come looking for you. You know, that was one of the best things. Like when you're out scrambling around, those guys, they want the ball. They're going to come find you. They come back to try to help you. But yeah, it's sad because JT, John Taylor, would have been Jerry Rice. He's a freak. He's one of those we just didn't use him enough.
But when you throw the touchdown pass against the Bengals, everybody thinks it's not going to John Taylor, I'm guessing. The Bengals secondary?
Yeah. Well, Bill noticed from a certain formation and a motion across it that kicked him into two deep safeties. And so the play we were running was just a little halfback curl, but we added a little up route by John to split the two safeties, and it was made just for that defense. And so everybody thought, yeah, when Jerry came across that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Jerry upset that he wasn't going to be the guy you were throwing it to?
I don't think so. I think he was happy we won.
Okay.
He had enough that game, I think. I think he was MVP.
Yeah, he was.
So, yeah, but it's sad because JT, that's the only pass he caught the whole game. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Somebody told me that a couple weeks ago. I had idea. Yeah.
What's the play call on that?
20 halfback curl X up.
Okay. The touchdown pass to Dwight Clark, that play call was?
Sprint right option.
And just throw it up and hope that Dwight gets it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had never thrown to Dwight on that play for 3 years. We ran that play. And because he's supposed to set a pick, and we scored on that play earlier in the game.
Yeah.
And this time we used a little different formation, and Freddie Solomon falls down for the frame, and he's covered when he stands up. And I think Dwight didn't realize it, and all of a sudden now I'm going, oh no. Hey, come on, Dwight, hurry up.
Well, you got D.D. Lewis and Ed Too Tall Jones, I think.
Yeah.
But don't you pump fake?
Yeah, I thought I was going to try to throw it initially when he first started to separate from Everson, but Everson seemed like it was too close. So and then he fell down, and then I think he slipped, and then let Dwight free, then I let it go.
I felt bad for Everson Walls.
I know. He's a great guy.
Because Sports Illustrated had the cover where Dwight's catching it.
Yeah.
Everson is like looking up like that. Probably had great coverage up until...
Up until he slipped, yeah.
And did you know Dwight could jump that high?
No, he's white.
He's very white Clark. Yeah, very white Clark. Yeah. Yeah, I always thought, and I know you would never admit it, but I thought you were throwing it away. Before I saw the catch.
Well, I would have thrown it away long before then. If I was going to throw it away.
Okay.
Okay. Why would I let myself get knocked down? Take a hit for no reason, I would have thrown away.
When you run into Cowboy fans.
Yes, they all
say. How's it go?
I tell them, hey, it doesn't really matter because you got the ball back and you still couldn't score. So the real thing is, the real thing was, is that Eric Wright saved the game on his tackle. He's a horse collar tackle. I think it was Johnson, right? And otherwise, he scores and we lose. But if it wasn't for E, everybody makes the catch the big game, but Eric's tackle saved that game.
Do we know where that football is from the catch? Because Dwight spikes it.
Yeah, I have no idea. There's an argument over, there's two of them hanging around, that there's an argument over which one is which.
Well, I think they did the same thing with Franco Harris with the immaculate reception.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
probably.
Nowadays, these players know how valuable that stuff is. You guys, back then, you're like, you know, spike it, we don't care. You know, and then it's worth millions of dollars there. Did you kept all your Super Bowl jerseys?
Yes.
They got them framed?
No, they were just sitting around the house. Yeah. No, they were just packed away.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
But are you? You're not into that.
I'm not a big collector. I mean, we had stuff and trophies and things around in the weight room, but not, you know, just it's good to look at, but
it becomes your identity.
Yeah.
But like, do you want it to still be your identity and have those things on display when people come over? Hey, can I see the Super Bowl rings? I mean, that goes along with the territory.
I kept the rings. But
but you don't have them on display.
No. And actually, every now and then I get a call from someone saying, hey, someone's selling your Super Bowl ring. I go, okay, let me go look, and I'll have to open the safe. They're still there.
Make sure Jennifer's not selling this, or one of your kids is selling it.
Okay. I think the first time they've been out in a long time, Jennifer wore on a necklace all four of them to the championship game. I go, oh my gosh, man! Don't get too far away.
No. Tell me what you're doing with Pfizer here.
Yeah, I've been with Pfizer for a while now, and we're partnering up together to talk about the risk of a serious lung disease called pneumococcal pneumonia, and how vaccination can help when you get like me on over 65, you become at higher at risk. And also, you can become more at risk, even younger, when you have something like asthma, an added condition like that. And then the best thing I can say is, if you want to learn more about this and how you can help prevent it, go to knowpneumonia.com, and that's knowpneumonia.com. And there's a lot of great information on there.
Hopefully,
but it's been fun.
Yeah, hopefully. You've been vaccinated.
I've been vaccinated, yes,
so
sir.
We don't have to worry about you today with
well, thanks to this.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate you were going to give me your...
I would give the shirt off my back for you. Absolutely. Absolutely. When you look at Mahomes, mm-hmm. can you teach that?
No, that's a freak. That's another one. He's just fun to watch. I mean, every arm angle you can imagine, left-handed, whatever it seems he wants
you
to do.
You never did any of that?
I think I threw left-handed once, underhanded once or twice, but... He seems to do this on an every game basis. You know, he pulls something out of his hat, it's like speed, right? Can't teach speed. and that's, he just has a unique ability to do that, and great arm, and accurate.
Yeah, but today's offenses, you playing in today's offenses, you're probably having a little fun like he does.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I won't say it's easier, but it's a little bit easier.
Steve Young says, man, I would love to be playing now. He goes, I would kill it if I was playing now. He said, they can't touch you. He goes, and he completed like 70% of his passes one season. So I'm guessing today's defense is what they can. I mean, you got beat up.
Well, yeah, if you give people like Jerry and John when back then, you know, free access off the ball most of the time, and our offense would be made for this kind of the way it is today, not knowing that you're not. I always say they should go back to hitting the quarterback, just don't compress him in the ground, because that's where all the acts, where everybody gets hurt, right? Your guys tackling you 150 pounds more than you.
Yeah.
Well, not now. Those guys are big, so the guys that are hitting them. But And then they compress you in the ground, and that's how I got hurt. And that was
against the Jim Burt?
No, it was Leonard Marshall.
Oh, that's when you're rolling right, and he came and got you from behind.
Yeah, and I was so happy because I just dodged LT, and I thought, that was everything was fine.
Woo, no LT to worry about. Yeah.
Oh, then the train hit me.
great to see you. Yeah. Great to see you as always.
My pleasure.
Hope
Thank you
doing
for
well.
Having me. Always great.
Yeah, it was great seeing you in Dublin as well there.
Hell yeah, that was fun. Well, yeah. That was a good day.
You look like you could still play a little bit.
Oh, if I could run from here to that rock right there, I'd surely would try.
Yeah. How's the arm, though?
I have too many metal pieces. I got a new shoulder, a new knee, 5-level fusion.
Oh, my God.
So I got enough.
But was it worth it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Game's stupid fun. I wish everybody could go out there on one Sunday, win or lose, just to feel the excitement of the game, the ups and downs. And then you would never hear anybody say, why is he still trying to play? Because once you're done, pretty much you're done. There's no game.
So you understood why Brady was still wanting.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't walk away.
Yeah.
If you can still walk, you don't want to walk away.
No, That's why I'm kind of excited to see when Aaron comes back.
Yeah.
See how he's doing the same type of thing, and he's still has that ability to play, and so looking forward to see that.
What do you have, Paulie?
I just want to let you know, Seat and I are going to absolutely fight over that blanket when Joe leaves the set. One of us is taking that home.
Okay.
I will go.
Okay.
I will go.
That's going to be on eBay in about 20 minutes from now, I think. He's Joe Montana. Hall of Famer. Thank you, Joe. We'll take a break. We'll close up shop after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Thank you.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Time to close up shop here.
And it's a little colder today than it has been the last couple of days. Woo! Dion and Joe Montana, that's pretty cool. Having those guys, known them a long time.
Yeah.
So, a meet Friday on Thursday. Good Ranchers supplying all the protein this week. Chad and Julie from Traeger over there cooking up a batch. Baker Mayfield tomorrow. Eli Manning is on the show tomorrow. I think Lewis Riddick of the Mothership stops by. Jordan Love of the Packers.
That is correct.
Yeah, so busy show there. Now, we're over there having some food, and all of a sudden I look over to the right, and I saw a familiar face as we bring in McLovin, who jumped in.
Let's go! Let's go!
I look over, and I see it, and of course, you're, you know...
Wait, I don't want to sit here. That's my seat right there.
Marvin's seat?
Yeah, get out of there.
Marvin, yeah. You want to come on? Okay, wow. Marvin.
We got two poll questions up. If you want to jump in on the poll questions, yeah. We got two of them working right now.
This is really comfortable, Marvin. I could get used to this.
Wow.
Hold on.
What?
He left.
He did leave.
Okay.
No, it's your seat.
Okay.
You're not sitting here now, Marvin. I'd say, watch your back.
So now we got to fight post-show?
Ooh, I like that.
All right.
Okay. But no, McLovin stopping by. Of course, he's got his own show, and he and Maggie doing their morning show, getting up early in the morning. 3 a.m. you're on the air?
Yeah.
Yow.
Yeah.
Do you miss us?
Oh, I miss you every day. But also, too, you get a perspective on the show when you're not here or in Milford. Your show is on fire right now. I know that. I tell Paulie every day. I'm like, oh, my God. Everyone comes up to me and says how much they love the Dan Patrick Show. And here in Vegas, especially, everyone's like, no one knows my real name, too, which is interesting in Vegas. Like, I'm like, it's Andrew. They're like, Andrew, really? I never knew that.
Somebody came up with a McLovin driver's license yesterday. And they're like, hey, if you see McLovin, and I go, I probably won't see him. Yes, Paulie.
This is like Jerry Jones putting Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor. We never thought it happened, but he's back on set.
Oh.
We're not putting you in the Ring of Honor, though. No.
I didn't give you 3 Super Bowl rings. So.
No, you didn't. But gave us a lot of years, man.
Yeah.
A lot of years.
No, I miss it every day, but I listen to you guys and steal your ideas every day. But I think it is fitting, you know, Deion Sanders, Joe Montana, McLovin.
That's sort of the
big hour, you know, the Super Bowl week.
We had to build up to you. Deion, Montana, and McLovin is going to join us on the program. Great to see you. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd?
Deion Sanders doesn't inherit legacies, he builds them.
Thank you, Todd.
I was in the middle of giving knucks to McLovin.
I know, but do that afterwards.
I was excited to see
you. I know, okay. Seton, what did you learn today?
You know, it's not just us that don't get Todd's jokes. It turns out 16,000 people don't get it either.
Marvin, what did you learn today?
Primetime says you keep it 100.
I do. McLovin, what did you learn today?
I learned that Todd orders DoorDash to Fontainebleau, the fanciest hotel in Las Vegas.
I got some strange looks at the front
desk. Paulie, what did you learn?
Dad jokes, bad jokes, same thing.
What we learned brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show, the easy-to-use tire decision guide, full lineup of Pirelli tires, mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for joining us. Great to see you, McLovin. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.